Hi, this is John, and these are my SEO and social media tips for the week ending 10th of April 2015. For more tips, follow me on Twitter at John Tromans, that's JONTROMANS, or you can visit my website jtid.co.uk. Tip 1. Don't assume people know what you're talking about. Explain acronyms, terms, and industry phrases. This is one thing that I go on quite a bit about during my training, is trying to understand acronyms, terms, and things. I do quite a lot of business in the fashion industry, and they're absolutely full of them. Lots of French phrases, appliqué this and that, and fleur-bleu-falls and things like this. And I have absolutely no idea what half of them mean, all to do with little frilly lacy bits and things. But if I was buying something from one of their websites and I had no idea what that phrase meant, I'm not necessarily going to be emailing them or phoning them or contacting them and asking what it means. So make sure you explain what all the terms and all the phrases on your website mean. Years and years and years ago, when I was young, I used to go out doing marketing surveys and things like that. And for television companies, we always used to ask the question, what would you like to see more of on TV? And everybody used to always turn around and say they'd like to see more local news, more documentaries, and more wildlife programs. Those are always the top three, every single survey you want. Then you look at the ratings at the end of the week, and it's things like reality TV shows, it's soap operas that are actually top of the pile, and game shows and things like that. So that's really what people want to see. So the idea is that people are not necessarily going to ask you what your acronym means. They don't want to look silly. They don't want to look daft. A little bit like a survey person coming up to you and saying, what would you like to see more of on TV? And you say, I'd like to see more Celebrity Big Brother. Well, you're probably not going to say that, but you would say, I'd like to see more wildlife programs, because you like to look a little bit clever, a little bit more intelligent than that. So make sure you explain all your acronyms, all your terms, all your industry phrases. Another benefit of this is you get to be able to describe your products and your services in a little bit more detail, a little bit more text for the search engines to use. You might want to answer a few questions about your products as well, because people type in long phrases and questions into the search engines, and you'll hopefully get a few hits from these as well. So make sure you explain everything about your terms, your industry phrases, and don't assume that people know what you're talking about. Tip 2. The meta description is still important. It appears in search results and gets shared on social media. A lot of people say to me, I don't bother with the meta description anymore. Google doesn't use it to rank me, and I can't be bothered with it anymore. And it's just something else to have to do every time I do a new page or a new blog post or something. But no, make sure that you do use a meta description. It probably hasn't got huge ranking signals at the end of the day, but it's still another way for you to describe your product. And the most important thing about the description is that it appears in front of people's eyes, in front of their faces. In the search engine results, your meta description might be used to complete your little snippet. So the wording and the phrases you use needs to be sexy. It needs to say a little bit about what you're doing. It needs to be clickable. It needs to be better than everybody else's description on that page. Okay. But another really important thing is that when people share your webpage on Facebook and LinkedIn and Google Plus, the description can get carried over as well. So you could have your meta description appearing all over social media, all over the internet. So it needs to look really good. The meta description is still really important, so spend a little bit of time on it. Tip 3. Holiday weekend has just gone, so plan a blog and social media campaign for the next one. Focus on solutions and ideas. We've just had a holiday weekend here in the UK, sort of like 4 days off in a row, Friday through to Monday, which was all very nice and everything. And it's a big spending time, like presumably all over the world. If you're listening to this in the States or France or anywhere else, it's a big spending time, these national holidays. So you want to make sure that you take advantage of the holiday weekends. We've got two more coming up in May here in the UK. So get planning right now and focus on solutions solutions and ideas. So if you're in the fashion industry, focus on what people can wear for that weekend. Do a whole week's worth leading up to the bank holiday, or 2 weeks worth, to give people a chance to buy things and have it delivered. And give people ideas on what they can be wearing and what they can be doing. If you run sort of like a hobby craft place, think up a few ideas on what people could be doing over that bank holiday weekend. Answer problems. If it's if you're doing something around DIY and fixing things in the home, then offer solutions and videos, how to fix this, how to fix that, how to do the other. And plan a whole social media campaign. So you might want to release, say, one blog post every day for a whole week, a couple of weeks before the bank holiday, and link this in with your social media campaign. So you're promoting the blog posts on the social media campaign, but you're also creating other tweets and other Facebook content as well to go alongside with it. So make sure you use it. Try and plan in advance as well. So think about it before. Don't kind of like do it as you go along during the week. Plan it all the week before and get it all sorted. Your social media, that can be scheduled using Buffer or using Hootsuite or something like that. So make sure you have a good brainstorm, have a good think. And the next holiday weekend, plan a blog and social media campaign. Tip 4. It's not just Google that has webmaster tools. Bing has one too. It's stats galore. Do you love your spreadsheets? Do you sit there sort of like working out lots of little filters and all sorts of little things? I can't stand them myself. Drives me mad, spreadsheets do. But if you like your stats and like your spreadsheets, then make sure you get signed up to Bing's webmaster tools. It's very much the same as Google's webmaster tools. They give you the same sort of information. It gives you ideas on what people are searching for on your website. You can add your sitemap to it as well and find out lots of stats and download all sorts of different spreadsheets and compare it to different months and do all that sort of cool stuff if you like your spreadsheets and everything. So head over to Bing's webmaster tools, get signed up and get some stats galore. Tip 5. Blog about where your industry is heading, what's coming next, and predict the future. This is a good idea for a nice, big, meaty, huge, good in-depth blog article, huge one, you know, 1,000 words, 1,500 words. Really get stuck into it, plan it over a few weeks and really get going on it. Where is your industry heading? What's going to happen next? Predict the future based on your experience and your ideas. The big buzzword at the moment is disruption, where everything's being disrupted and changed and everybody's going to be doing everything on an app soon. I don't quite believe that myself, to be quite honest with you. I think a lot of it is a little bit of a fad and things like that, and it's kind of like cool and geeky and everything. But I think at the end of the day, it'll only be certain industries, certain sectors that get really disrupted by modern technology. So what is going to happen next in your industry? Have a think about it. Have a think about what could be disrupting it in the future, and write yourself a nice big meaty blog post. Tip 6. Run a regular social media audit. Where are you? Is it working? Who has access? This is quite important. I recommend people do at least a 6-monthly audit on their social media or just before they start a really big campaign. And the key things to have inside your social media audit are: where are you? Okay, make a list of exactly where you are. All the Twitter accounts, all the Facebook pages, the Google Plus pages, the LinkedIn stuff, Instagram, Pinterest. Make sure you list absolutely everything down. And then look and see, is it working? What's working? What's not working? Do a really good in-depth analysis in it. Look at the various different stats that the various different social media platforms give you and work out whether it's working. If you don't find you're getting much engagement and Pinterest is not for you, maybe you're an accountant and you're putting up posts of like tax forms, it's probably not going to work well. So dump Pinterest and head over to Twitter or go to LinkedIn or do something else. And sort of like do a good audit and work out what's happening. Another good thing to have in the audit is who has access. If you're in a large company, big marketing department, you've got a lot of people having access to all your various social media platforms, then create a spreadsheet and figure out exactly who has access to what. It can solve problems when staff leave. You can then change passwords and figure out. You might not have to change the password to everything if that staff member who's left has only got access to Twitter. You just have to, and you'll know exactly what's going on. So run yourself a regular social media audit and figure out where are you, is it working, and who has access. Tip 7. Use the canonical URL in your code to stop e-commerce duplicate content. The canonical URL, do a search for it. It's C-A-N-O-N-I-C-A-L. There's loads of information about it. Google has a really good page and a little video which explains it all. But it's a great way to stop e-commerce duplicate content. Duplicate content on e-commerce stores usually arrives on the category pages. You'll have a category page and you'll have like a dozen products on that page. And then you get the option to be able to sort them in lots and lots of different ways. So you can go price high to low. You can go low to high. You can have newest, oldest, all that sort of thing. And every time you resort that category page, the URL at the top probably changes. So Google will come along and think to themselves, right, okay, we got like 30 different pages for this one page. And they'll just pick one. And it might not be the one that you want. So the idea of the canonical URL is to turn around to the search engines and say, right, this is the page, okay? You can kind of like ignore all the rest of them. All right, all the rest of this are like question mark equals ascending equals one and descending equals two and price equals low to high and all that sort of stuff which appears at the end of your URL. You can ignore this and we'll just have the category page as the main URL. And the canonical tag, the canonical little bit of code which you put in your website will actually sort this out. If you're using a shopping cart like Magento, there's actually a tick box in the back end to be able to do it. I think WordPress as well also has some tick boxes when you install some of the shopping cart plugins as well. So make sure you have a good look at it and use the canonical URL to stop any e-commerce duplicate content. Tip 8. No time to update social media. Use your phone and update whilst you're waiting in queues and on the train. Yeah, I struggle. Everybody struggles. I hold my hand up and I struggle to reply to all the social media and all the things I'm meant to be doing on social media. I totally neglect Facebook completely. I work more on Twitter and on LinkedIn and on Google Plus for myself. But it's time, isn't it? When you're out all day, for me specifically, a typical day for me could be sort of like a 5 o'clock alarm on the train by six and you get back home at sort of like 9 o'clock. You really don't want to be firing up your laptop and hacking away at Twitter. You want a glass of wine and something to eat, don't you, after a day like that? So I know what it's like. It's difficult. So use your phone and update whilst you're on the go. Every telephone, whether it's iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Windows Phone, everything, you can get the apps, all right? Twitter apps, Facebook apps, LinkedIn, Google Plus, not for all of them, but most of them. Google Plus does have a reasonably good mobile website, which you can get to through your browser. So you can update and you can schedule things as you go along. If you use Hootsuite, then download the Hootsuite app as well. That works on Android and iPhones. And that gives you the chance to be able to update all your social media and do all the things you want to be able to do whilst you're out and about. So no time to update your social media. It's not true. Use your phone and update whilst you're waiting in a queue. Tip 9. Be patient. SEO is a slow, never-ending process. Start right away. Create a great site and don't stop. It can be reasonably slow, search engine optimization. It is not a quick fix. You are not going to see instant results. If you want instant results, advertise, okay? Because your advert will go out, and if it's a good advert, you'll get conversions and you'll get sales, okay? So SEO is a never-ending process. I remember years and years and years ago, I sat down with some copywriters and a whole load of people and we completely rewrote a really rubbish website for somebody and made it up. And the guy turned around to me and said, so by the end of the week, should this be all sort of like working well on Google then? And it's like, no, it could take a lot longer than that. It can take weeks. Now, sometimes it can be pretty quick. I mean, I've launched blog posts before and the following day, it's like being churning in traffic like no tomorrow. And it's wonderful. I've also released blog posts and created new pages on websites where it's been a much slower process. You've hit the rank. You know, it's been indexed within a few days. But then it's taken a little bit of time to actually do something and get you some decent traffic. But maybe 6 months down the line or even 12 12 months down the line, that's one of your solid pages. That's one of those pages that brings in regular traffic on a regular basis. So SEO is a slow process. It's never ending. You always need to be working on it. Remember that SEO is more about sort of like user optimization as well. So on old blog posts, make sure you revisit them and update the content. A blog post isn't an old thing. It's not archived as soon as you hit publish. A lot of people have this attitude, right, I've published this blog post today, that's it. I never touch this blog post ever again, ever. But that blog post is in the search engine listings. It's being called up and people might be clicking on it. So if the information included in the post is old, you want to be updating it. So make sure you keep this never-ending process going on. So start right away, create yourself a great site and don't stop. Tip 10. Don't go hashtag mad. 3 or 4 is enough. Yeah, don't. I do too many sometimes, and I then look at the tweet or something afterwards and think to myself, did I really put all those hashtags in? It looks horrible. Don't go bonkers with your hashtags. It doesn't look right. I just don't. It doesn't look right, does it? If you've got too many in there and you're sort of like doing this hash social media, hash startup, hash business, hash entrepreneur, hash everything. It doesn't look right. It looks absolutely awful. And to be quite honest with you, people are going to kind of like ignore it a little bit. And it looks a little bit spammy as well. So make sure you pick your hashtags really, really carefully. Try and pick them within the sentence as well. So if you're saying something like I say, is like, have a look at your SEO today, then SEO could be the hashtag and then today comes after it. So you don't have to put all your hashtags right at the end or right at the beginning. You can space them out a little bit, which might help. But I reckon 3's enough. 4 is probably maximum. So don't go hashtag mad. You could hack a few people off and it looks a little bit spammy. That's it for this week's tips. You can get more on my Twitter feed, which is at John Tromans, JonTromans. And you can find out more about my SEO and social media training on my website, which is jtid.co.uk.